Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Spirit-Led Life 2, Keys to Increased Sensitivity. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
He said, I'm concerned about you, lest your minds be corrupted from what? The simplicity that is in Christ, in the Anointed One. If you come over to my house and they say, would you like something to drink? And I bring a platter out and I said, well, we've got tea and then we've got tea. Or if you like, we have some tea. What would you like to have? Do you labor over which one to get? Do you waver? Do I want the tea or there is no R? So there's nothing to waver over, right? Now, we're getting to the issue here. Why are people indecisive? Why are people wavering? Because they are considering things they ought not be considering. Why was Abraham fully persuaded? He considered not his own body, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. That's why he was fully persuaded. He wasn't just sitting in his tent, wringing his hands going, well, now I know God told me that I was to be the father of many nations, but Sarah is an old woman and she couldn't conceive when she was 25. And here I am 99, and everybody knows, I mean, Sarah has gone through the change of life. And I'm 99, and I'm just confused. I mean, how can, this is only confusing when you consider what you ought to consider not. Did you hear me? Some years ago, the Lord gave me this, I wrote it down. The enemy is the master of division and confusion. He is the offerer of other options. Isn't he? The devil is the master of confusion, division. He is the offerer of other options. You can't waver without a choice. Right? You can't waver without a choice, without an option. And you only are tempted to waver when you consider the other options. People say, well, you could stay here and you could do this, or you could go over there and do that, or you talk to somebody else. Well, there's another opportunity over here. You could go over here and do that, or you could do that. But when the Lord says, stay here, there's nothing else to consider. Right? Unless you're going to be disobedient. If you've heard from him, then now there is nothing else to consider. In the garden, we just got through reading, he said, I'm concerned about you, lest your minds should be corrupted from the simplicity that's in Christ, that you'd be beguiled like Eve was. In the beginning, God created the garden, put his man in there. Everything was wonderful. No curse, no sickness, no death, no poverty, no lack. They didn't even have a too cold day or a too hot day. Everything was perfect. And he told them, don't eat the tree of knowledge of good and evil. Don't eat of that, because if you do, you die. Is that confusing? Is that complex? Complicated. Hard to get a hold of. It's real simple. Don't eat the fruit of that tree. Stay away from that tree. Don't eat that tree, fruit of the tree. Don't. Nothing complicated about that. But next thing you know, they're out there hanging around the tree. Looking at the tree. And guess who shows up? The author of complexity. the author of complications and confusion, an offerer of other options. He says, I notice you're checking the tree out. Yeah. Is that good looking or is that good looking? Have you ever seen fruit look like that? No. This fruit, I'm telling you. You know, you never met a salesman like the devil. Right. He can sell it. He said, now this fruit, I'm telling you, one drop of this juice on your tongue and it takes you into another realm. I mean, you never tasted a fruit like this fruit. Yeah, but God said, I know He did. But you know, there's more to it than face value. You see, He's not telling you the whole story. If you eat this fruit, you will have knowledge like Him. You'll know what He knows. And He doesn't want you to know that because, well, you know, He's God and He's kind of got a big ego and He wants you to be, you know, under Him. And if you get this knowledge, you won't really need Him. He knows that. And so you won't die, not like die. There'll be some changes, but you know, you will be like God. And the longer He talks and the longer they look, it's getting complicated. Complicated. Eve is shaking her head going, but I thought God said, yeah, He did, but it's not that simple. I don't know it to people who've looked at me and said, I give them a scripture and they say, yeah, but now it's not that simple, Brother King. Oh yeah, it is. It is that simple. Don't eat of the tree. When you do, you die. It is that simple. By His stripes, you were healed. I know all that, Brother Keith. I know all those scriptures, but you don't understand. See, this runs in my family. It's a generational curse thing. It goes back. We don't even know how and where it started. And we need a lot of prayer and we need a lot of, it's not that simple. And then people brag in our society. They brag about being a complicated person. I'm complex. I know it and not everybody appreciates that, but there's more to me than what you see. I'm I'm confused. That's the word you're looking for. I'm complicated, you know, and people don't understand. No, what you are is confused and wavering and unstable. Oh, but when the Word of God is your final authority, and when the Lord has told you something, either through the written book or by His Spirit, you say, that's it. That's it. Nothing else to consider. Then you don't get confused because you don't consider all the other stuff. Hallelujah. I like the simple life. I like not having a barbed wire entanglement of junk in my head. Amen. I like knowing who I am and who I ain't. What I am and what I ain't. We knew there was a move coming in our spirit. I mean, in our ministry back, you know, what, 3 or 4 years ago. We knew it. It had come up so many times. We thought about going to this place. And we thought about going to this other place. Several good reasons why. But when we got it in our heart, Branson, which was not on the list, then there ain't no need in looking in South Florida anymore. There's no need in looking in California. You understand what I'm saying? There are some that said, yeah, but you know, the economy here and the population here. And see, people try to make it complicated because you got to take all these things into consideration. No, you don't. When you've heard from God, that's it. That's it. Forget the rest of it. Don't burden your head with the rest of it. Don't take up any more time with the rest of it. Amen. Just recently, Phyllis and I have been believing for a jet that you could fly, a single pilot that was operate short field and inexpensive to operate. For years, we've sown seed for years. And I got magazines. My guys can tell you, dear me, I have read articles, and I'd go through and look. When Jesse and I got to talking, and I had the witness of the Spirit, and he had the witness of the Spirit, I said, that's it. Put up the magazines. Had to put them away and throw up. Why? I'm through. Did you hear me? Somebody said, yeah, but there's thousands of people. Not for me. Not for me. Yeah, but there's others that have this and have that. Mm-mm. No. Once you got the witness, that's it. This is my airplane. Amen. It's what I'm going to focus on. Yeah, but there's always something better. And No. There's the will of God. And then there's everything else. I have chosen the will of God. Amen. And I don't have to consider everything else. We live in the information age. And there's a thing called info glut. I'm telling you, you can do a search on the internet. It'll come back with 11 million hits. And you are dumb if you go through them. And waste all your time. We live in a society that's always going, I got 190 channels, but aren't there some others? There's always looking for something else. Somebody said, what's wrong with that? A lot. That's why we have a nation and a world full of unstable, wavering, vacillating Christians, church hoppers. We'll try this. I don't think they have strong enough move. Let's try this. Well, I don't know. I want more miracles. Let's try this. Well, I don't know about this. They don't have this program like that. Let's try this. Hey, never grow up. Amen. Never put roots. Never get fed. Never develop. Always looking for this. Changing spouses like they change clothes. Mm-mm. When you've heard from God. I said, when you've heard from God, you got it. Consider nothing else.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Steadfastness, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615, or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R-222. That's R-222, and the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evening at 7:30 and Sunday morning at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.